Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Islamic preaching is a topic which has generated a lot of debate in recent times, and one of the reasons is that there are a lot of discussions which go on regarding various responsibilities which Islamic preaching imposes upon various Muslims. Now, one of these things is that we have to realize that the mission of the prophets or the messengers of God, and by a messenger I would refer to the Rasul of God, is entirely different, and it follows a certain specific phases and reaches its culmination in a certain phase. And all those phases are specific to the messengers of God, and common ordinary preachers after them cannot boast to follow them. They cannot follow them. They are not authorized to follow them simply because the phases through which the mission of the Rasuls of God passes through is specific to the Rasuls of God. Now, the Rasuls of God, when they call upon their nation, they call upon their people to mend their ways, they start by warning them. And in the terminology of the Quran, this warning is called inzar, in which a Rasul actually, he tries to tell them that they shall be held accountable on the day of judgment before the Almighty, and they must warn themselves that if they are not prepared for this, then of course they shall be doomed, absolutely doomed in the hereafter. Now, after this warning phase, which is called inzar, we move on to the next phase, and this is called inzar-i-am, or which is just a pronounced form of that initial phase, in which the warning or the severity of that warning is increased. And then comes the third phase, in which the truth is conclusively conveyed to the addressees of a Rasul, which means that they have no excuse to deny the truth. And after that phase comes the phase of migration and acquittal, which means that the Rasul, at the behest of the Almighty, at the bidding of the Almighty, he leaves his people, he leaves his nation, so that the Almighty can punish them. And then comes the final phase, the fifth phase, in which the people who had denied the Prophet, who denied the messenger, their respective messenger, they are punished by the Almighty. So these are, in a nutshell, the phases through which the mission of a Rasul passes. Now, it has to be made absolutely clear in our minds that these phases are specific to the Rasuls of God. These phases cannot be followed by other ordinary preachers. As far as our preachers are concerned, for them there is only one phase, and that is inzar. Of course, it can become more pronounced, and we can go on to the next phase, which is called inzar-i-am. But that is all as far as ordinary preachers can go. They cannot say that they have communicated the truth to the ultimate extent. They cannot do itmamul hujja, and of course, they cannot migrate from their nation. And of course, as a result of that, they cannot threaten their nation with any punishment. So we have to bifurcate this in our minds very clearly. The responsibilities of a Rasul are absolutely different, and the preaching obligation of a Rasul is absolutely different from the preaching obligation as well as the phases of an ordinary preacher. As far as an ordinary preacher is concerned, he has to adhere, he has to stick to warning his people, his nation, as far as he can, and until his death arrives. He cannot threaten them with divine punishment. He should not migrate from them. And also he cannot claim at all that he has communicated the truth to the ultimate extent, because all these things have been mentioned in the Quran to be specific to the messengers of the Almighty. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.